No pictures today?
Kum Lennon, a blood Gemara. The
no,
pictures
no
today.
Pictures. Just a daf, no pictures today.
Unless you want to see a picture of Adam and Chava. So, as we'll soon see. The Mishnah we learned. Up to Daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph, we're up to where it says the Gemara, six lines from the top. In the Mishnah, we learned about a Beirois, and you make pass into it. Beirois was when the Eden traveled to Yerushalayim. There were wells along the way, and on Shabbos, when they camped there, we had to enable them to drink it. If somebody please can mute themselves. So what we did was, they made a rule that even though normally we say there's more gaps than opening, if more opening than closure, it's not a valid mechitza, but when it comes to this Beirois, these wells, you can have posts. Four posts on four corners, and have an amma. Each post should be an amma wide, so you have an amma in north direction, an amma in the east, and vice versa in every single corner. And this way, even though there's a wide opening in between, Rav Meir holds 10 ammas, up to 10 ammas, Rav Yehuda holds up to 13 and a third, you can carry in there and so on and so forth. And then we also learned that if it's wider than 13 and a third or wider than 10, you have to start adding additional posts in between these diyamdin, in between these things, and these posts can be flat. Machlekes under the Rishonim. If somebody can please mute themselves. There's a machlekes under the Rishonim.
Sorry.
There's a machlekes under the Rishonim of, you know, how wide the stick has to be. Six tvachim, four tvachim, doesn't make a difference, and so on and so forth. And now we talked about a well. We didn't talk about like a pit full of water. And a well means that there's constant stream of water. Spring water coming in. So let's throw through. There's a number of opinions here, and we're going to try to say that our Mishnah, because it only discusses a well, is that in contrast to a boir, to a pit? Says the Gemara. Leva must listen to Lege Chananya. Let us say that our Mishnah does not follow Chananya. Who's this Chananya? The time we learned. Oisin pasin leboir. You can make pasin to a boir, to a pit. You can use the same formula. If you have a pit with water inside, you can also just put these posts on the ends, an amma each way, the yoimdin, and the chabolin l'shayor. And for the caravan, which we learned last time, and then you make a makeshift fence, you can have just horizontal ropes, even though it's a weaker fence, but we are make a special dispensation for these traveling caravans. Chananya, and Chananya says, chavolin l'boy. For a boy, it doesn't help pasin, only a boy. Avaloi pasin. Right now, the Gemara thinks that boy and be'er is pretty much the same thing. Our mission says, clearly you can have pasin, these boards, and that's enough. And Chananya clearly says, no, you have to have ropes, enclosing the entire area. Says the Gemara, no. I feel time Chananya. Boy l'chud, be'er l'chud. You cannot compare a boy to a be'er. A boy has a constant stream of water, therefore you'll never lose water. A boir is a reservoir of water, but it can dry up eventually sometimes. And if it dries up, you have no excuse to carry there. And people might forget. Therefore, a boir doesn't work. Chassidus explains very nicely why we find in the Torah that the Ovis and Moshe Rabbeinu, they all found their match at a boir. What's so special about that? And Samach Tzedek explains, based on this Gemara here, there's a difference between a boir and a boir. A boir is basically still water. Stagnant water. Be'ed is constantly alive. Maim chaim, spring water that comes in. The difference between be'ed and be'ed is the aleph that's in the middle of the word. The aleph is the ebishter, aluf shalolim. If the center of your life is the aleph is the ebishter, then you're a be'ed. You're a living being. If the center of your life is no aleph, it's just a be'ed, it's stagnant. And that's why all the shaduchim were done by a be'ed to show that in a marriage, besides the chas and the kala, the very center, the third partner, who is the epicenter and the focus of their lives, is the aleph of the Be'er, the Eibishter. Okay, then the Gemara continues. You can have another version. Because Chananya doesn't mention that, another version of Chananya, he doesn't make a distinction between Boer and Be'er, ropes here, passing here. Even a Be'er, you cannot rely on passing, you need these ropes. Chavolin in, passing loy. So Leima says like Chananya. Definitely, our mission is that follow Chananya. Our mission allows passing by a beirois. Says the Gemara, no. Fill them Chananya. Lemaide ka'ama Tanakama kama hadaleich. The Tanakama is talking about beir, and the Tanakama of this brayse is talking about beir. So Chananya discusses beir. So Chananya agrees with our Mishnah, and he just says our Mishnah is limited to beir. That's one way of learning our Mishnah. So our Mishnah could be Chananya for beir, and we make no distinction if it's a public beir or a private beir. Passing is sufficient to rely on because it'll never dry up. So you're okay, let me see, look at the mission, definitely is like a form of Rabbi Kiva. Now we learned Echad Be'ed HaRabim, whether the well is for the public, so they're always there reminding each other, U'Boyer HaRabim, or if it's a pit in the Rabim, if the public pit, even though the water is still and it might, could be, it dries up, because the public use it, if somebody sees there's no more spring water coming in or there's no water left, they right away tell everybody, hey, you can no longer carry here. So we're not concerned. Or Be'ed HaYachid, a well that belongs to the individual again, they'll never dry up. All of these instances we allow passing. However, the only instance we don't is a boyd hayachid. If the pit belongs to an individual, it could be it'll dry up. He won't realize it, or he forgot, and he'll continue carrying there. Our Mishnah seems to say that only a be'ed we allow passing. It seems that a boy may never allow passing. No distinction between a yachid or a rabbim. It sounds like from our Mishnah that a boy you can never put passing, says the Gemara. Afilu tamer Rabbi Akiva. You can say our Mishnah conforms Rabbi Akiva. The reason why the Mishnah does not mention boil is very simple. Because Be'er Mayim Chaim, in all instances, it's functional, having these posts on the end. If he starts talking about a boy or a pit, he has to start making a difference. Well, if it's a private or public, too many words, too detailed. Be'er Mayim Chaim, the psikale, it's easy to just say all instances, relation to the rabbis, the yachik tani. A boy mechunas in the loy psikale, like tani. Doesn't mention that because then you have to go into details, yachid or rabbim. Okay, so our Mishnah, if possible, could be Rabbi Akiva as well. So our Mishnah could be Chanina, it could be Rabbi Akiva. Third, Leim Masis, like Rabbi Mababa, but our Mishnah definitely Lachayit is not like Rabbi Mababa. What does he say? Not Rabbi Mababa, in Oisim Pasin, Elele Be'er HaRabim Bavad. He says, even for Be'er, well, only if it's for the public. He says in our Mishnah, you can make Pasin in plural, sounds like whether it's a Yachid, Leish, or the Rabbi, or the Yachid. Says Gemara, no. Could be our Mishnah is Rabbi Mababa as well. I feel Rabbi Mababa. My Be'er Be'er Ois Amud. That's in plural, he's not talking about Rabim, he means all Beirois out there, whether it's a private or a public. My Diyomdin, what does the word Diyomdin mean? What kind of word is that? Amar Abim Eloza, Diyoy, which is double, Amudim, two posts, because every corner has two posts, as you saw in yesterday's picture. So talking about Diyoy, we're going to talk about other things that's doubles. Diyoy, Lemanuda, Shirach, Zonyas, Kalkal, Bemida, Shalisha, Simon. Tell us what we learned. Abuda says, Kol Hashisim Pturin, when you buy figs from an Amaretz, we don't have to give Maisa because it's so cheap and expensive. Surely Amaretz gave Maisa. It's not like we won't even worry about the Mai or anything else. However, Chutzman had the Yefra. Except for the Yefra there, could be the Amaretz did not give his tithe, his Maisa. You need to separate yourself. My the Yefra, what is that? Amarula, Elon, a tree, ha'oise the Yoy paid Rishonah, double two seasons a year. Again, we're talking about the Yoy double, so here we say the Yoy paid. So the word the Yefra is really two words, the Yoy paid. Double seasons, or two seasons, two fruits in a year. Talking about the Yoy, Amar Rabbi Yemi Elazar, now we'll say a number of things that Rabbi Yemi Elazar said. Rabbi Yemi Elazar says, we already had this Gemara, and we'll have it again. He said that the Yoy, parts of Ponim, Hoylo, Adonishan, had two faces. Shenemar says, Ocher, Vakedem Sartoni, when Hashem created Adam, if you want to see pictures and imagines, Adam was created two forms, Adam in the front and Chava in the back. Kivit says, even Hashem will give himself that David should build his side. Rabbi Shmuel, there's an argument between Rabbi Shmuel. What exactly happened here? Is a Chadam, one of them says, that parts of, he built Chav as another form. And that's the word Diyoi, which is what Yom Rolaza said. But the Chadam, the other one says, Zonav. Chav was a tail, and then later David should create it out of the tail, he made Chav. Abishlamadon, parts of the Chava was a full form. You create me a front and a back. Elamandamazon was a tail. My Ocher Vaken Satanarina, front and a back. Says the Gemara, that's not a problem because Kedababami, it's like Rabami, Dabrabami. Ocher Lemaisa Bereshit. Adam was, practically speaking, the last thing created. Abavakadam Lepuranis. But he was the, when it comes to punishment, the Abisha always punishes mankind first. Ultimately, we're the main purpose for creation. And that's why the Shoshana is when it is. But nevertheless, because Adam was created on that day. But for less reason, practically speaking, it was the last thing created. I understand the last thing, the Levi Adam Shabbat, was created Friday afternoon. Friday. But that he's the first thing being punished. Where do you see that? By the Chet Tzedas, the snake got punished first. Mahi, Elam Zuklala, cursed. Habitchil in the Skal Nochas, for the snake was cursed. Then Chava, Ulbasai, the Skal Adam, he was last. Elamabel we find by the flood. The Chivit says, Vayimach es kol ha-yukum asher ben adam, he created all living beings on the ground. May adam va-behema, from people to animals. So see, people were punished first. Mishlam adam, parts of two forms, ha-yindach si, va-yitza t'ra yudin. Says the word va-yitza, Hashem created, and it's written with two yuds. Two yuds, because there were two things created, two people, Adam and Chava. Elamandam, zon of a tail, my va-yitza, what's his va-yitza? Says Gemara, if Yitzim two yuds, why is it two yuds? Because Hashem and Pazi, the Hashem and Pazi, oily me Yitzri, oily me Yitzri. That oily me Yitzri, oily me Yitzri. I can never get it right. If I do mitzvahs, then the Yitzahara, my Yitzah, drives me crazy. If I don't do mitzvahs, my Creator drives me crazy. So, you know, psychologically, the difference is, you know, between these two opinions is if Chava and Adam, both created forms, are equals. And it's all equality and from the beginning of time. And if you learn it was a Zanav, then that's why over the years, in medieval ages and so on and so forth, men didn't have the respect for women that they should have, because they looked at that other opinion. Bishlam Adam, a part of forms, Heinrich David says, Zohar unikeva bottom. He created both, two forms. Elam Adam, a son of a tail, my Zohar keva bottom, created one, Adam first, to Kedabavu, Adam Rabu, 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 Rami asks a question. See, one passage says Zohar keva bottom. Another one says, Selim Elikim bor oisai, in singular. B'tchila also machshava lebaruch shnayim. He has another opinion. He sort of makes a compromise between the two. Hashem b'tchila wanted to build, to create both. Ulebsoif le'nivra le'echad. Then he only created one. First he created Adam, and then he wanted to create both, and then he created only one. In other words, in the philosophy world, what it means is that Eibishter wanted they should be equals, but he wanted, because we learned before in Rosh Hashanah, that it's not natural for a man to desire a woman, they're so different. So the Eibishter then in the end created one person, that's what the ultimate purpose is, that a marriage, a man and a wife, should become like one. So he started out that he should treat them as equals, but he should end up looking at as if there's one, and that's the kind of bond there should be. Bishlam Adam, parts of images, Heinrich Sivit says, or, you know, from Heinrich Sivit says, Vayizgur Basa Tachtana. He took off all, you know, Chava from him, so he lost out all of this flesh. So the Eibishter had to create new flesh on the back of Adam. Elam Adam was a tail, my Vayizgur Basa. When we had to replace the flesh, it was just a tail. I'm going to read it, it doesn't mean flesh. The incision where the surgery took place, he had to just cover it. Bishlam Adam was a tail, Heinrich Sivit says, Vayivan. He had to build. That's why it says Vayivan he built. Vayivan Hashem Lekim is a tzela asher lokach min ha'adam. He had to build the tzela from a tail. He had to build a person. Elam Adam Patsuv, which was already existing. All he did was slice them in half, like Siamese twins. My Vayivan, he had to build. So it's an amazing gemara, whatever this means. The Rav Shimon ben Asya, Dor Shimon ben Asya. Vayivan Hashem Lekim es a tzela. He built the side. Melamed Shekila Hakadosh Baruch Hu lechava. The Eibishter went and braided Chava's here. Vehevi el Adam Rishon, and he brought her to Adam Rishon to make her look. Attractive, so Adam should be interested in Chava. That's what he did. She came b'kroch hayam koyin lekalisa bnei Yosef. They call braiding building. That's why in Shabbos you don't braid here and so on. It's, you know, something because it's like building. Why Shimon ben Asya said it? It seems the Gemara says we'll have him talk in another place that Shimon ben Asya darshened every time he said the word S. He darshened until he came to the pasuk Es Hashem lekechatira. And he didn't know S means like secondary. Oh, here it says Vayivan Hashem lekim Es Atzela. That David should build something else besides the tzela, creating her, maybe the person, as something which is secondary. And we learned before that here is secondary to the person. So therefore, that's how we know es tzela means he did something with her here. Besides creating Chava, he did something with her here as well. And that's what he said, he braided her. Then the pasuk says, "The Varachan El Bshad Vayivin Hashem Lekim." He built Omer Chizav Amru Masid Tona Melamed Shebona Kor Velchava. He created that a woman should be shaped Kibinyan. She should be shaped like in a silo in a way. In what way? Ma Oitze Zeh. Generally, we have a silo Rachav Milmata Vekotzem Amayla. It's wider on the bottom and narrower on the top. Kedele Kabel Sahip Peders. No, by the hips. It should be wider so that it could, or by a silo, it should be able to stack. Hi, after each the chov matzav and ma'ili the kabbos of la, in order that you can have a child, therefore she had to be wider on the bottom. Then it's in the pasuk va'yivi ehel adam that the Eibishter brought her to Adam Rishon. When the Eibishter brought her to Adam Rishon, El Malamid, another interesting thing. She asked Baruch Hu Shuvenus. Hashem was like the best man, the Adam Rishon. The Eibishter was the party, you know. He was the one who organized everything to make the wedding happen properly. Mikan legodl shiyasa shuzmiz akapin. From here on out, that even though you might be greater than the chasen or the kala, you should be prepared to be the best man and help out and organize the wedding. You're the go-to person. Vayeda lo, and don't feel bad or slighted. Hey, it's a pasnished. Ulamanda on partsu. That's an interesting question. The one who says it's a partsu that Abisha created Chava as a person, they were just attached back to back. Hai minaya sagbidesha, who led? Right? Because otherwise they're walking two different directions. So who led? Amar Nachman Yitzchak Mistabra, it makes sense. The Zacha sagbidesha that Adam Rishon led, the time we learned, never understood this Gemara here. Lo yahalech Adam machayde isha baderech, a man, because it's sneers, the laws of modesty, should never follow a woman on the road. Afilu hi ishta, even if this woman happens to be his wife, he shouldn't follow her, because it's not because people don't really realize that, and it doesn't look right. Nizdamle loy ala geshe, if he finds on a bridge, yisal kenulitz dudin, you should move to the sides and let and you should pass in front of her. V'chola oivir achayri isha benar, if he follow a woman crossing a river when she has to raise her dress, ein lechelik le'olam haba. Then you have the chelik olam haba. So therefore, must be Adam didn't follow Chava, but Adam led Chava. I never understood. They were back to back. All this through with sneis has to do with seeing a woman in front of you. Adam can't see Chava. Chava can't see Adam. They're facing in exactly opposite directions. So what in the world is have one thing has to do with another? You can say because Adam is stronger and so on. Anyway, let's continue.
I just ask you.
Yeah.
Do we know it says Chadomar?
Yeah, we don't know who says what. We don't know. We have this Gemara a few times, by the way. Not just in brachas, but we'll also have it in Ksuvas a little bit. Says the Gemara. Tell what we learned. Hameratza Moisl Isha Miyodo Liyodo. A person starts counting change and he, you know, very slowly counts change deliberately. So he can put it into her hand and he doesn't touch her. From her hand to his hand, he does it very slowly and deliberately so that he can have a good look at her. Even if you can compare him to Moshe Rabbeinu, who received from the hand of Hashem the Torah, he will not be spared the punishment of Gehenna. But all of our kosvayim, it says in pasuk, yad li yad, from hand to hand, lo yinaka, he will not be spared whatsoever. Ra, what are we talking about here? Yad li yad, we dash it twofold. Yad li yad means if he's counting his money from hand to hand, from her to his to hers, and yad li yad is also Moshe Rabbeinu who received the Torah from Hashem. If he does it deliberately, not sneers, then he will not be lo yinaka. Ra means lo yinaka medin shel gehenim, he will not be spared the law of gehenim. Says the Gemara, Ona Nachman, Menoyach, the famous Gemara, Menoyach, Am Ha'oritz Oye. Shimshon HaGibber's mother is the one who encountered the angel, and Menoyach, who did not see the angel, and his wife told him all about it. And Menoyach, the Gemara says, is an Am Ha'oritz, according to one view. Why? It says, Vayokum Vayelech Menoyach Achre Ishtoy. That Menoyach went after his wife. Maskel Nachav Yitzcha, Gomiyatif, so. So that, because physically he walked after his wife, it's not seized, as we just said. It says, what if that's so? Gabel Kona, Bel Kona, where it says, Vayelech Elkona, Achareo, Vayelech Elkona, Achare Ishto, Elkona went after his wife. He went after his wife, Hochinami. And Rashi explains that Elkona was a Navi. Harman was a Navi. Because it says the Ish Elikim brought to Elim, which is referring to Elkanah. And there were 10 Nevi'im known as Ish Elikim, and he's one of them. Everybody discusses it. There's no such Pasuk by Yelech Elkanah Achre Ishtoy. Tosha says it's a mistake, there's no such Pasuk. The Pasuk actually says by Yelech Elkanah Achreha. So maybe that's what the Gemara is referring to. And if you look at the story of the Shas here, if you have a chance to look at it, he brings other instances similar. Says him a little further, and Gabi Elisha, it says by Yochum, you tell me a man is not a follower of his wife, so how can we find Elkanah did, we find Elisha did? Hochanami, Elo, no what? Achre devareva, it doesn't mean physically, you literally walked after them. It means he listened to the advice. Hochanami, achre devareva, tzasov. Here too, Manoyach listened to his wife's advice. Omarabashi, Rabashi. Ulamai, the Omarab Nachman, according to Rab Nachman, that says, that, now, interesting, Tosis says, it's good to remember the Gemara, it says, Rav Nachman is the one who said that Menoyach was Nama Oretz. And Rav Nachman by Yitzchak asked him a question, what about Elkanah and what about Elisha? Says, Tosis, here we prove that the Rav Nachman that we have throughout Shas and Rav Nachman Yitzchak were two different people. Some said Rav Nachman's real name is Rav Nachman by Yaakov, because we're not sure who this Rav Nachman is. So other people wanted to say Rav Nachman is Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. So Tosis, here we have a definite proof that Rav Nachman by Yitzchak and Rav Nachman were two distinct people. Talking about it further, not only according to the Nachman said, Emanuelich was not much. In his view, he also didn't even know passing a chumash. It says by Rivka, by talking Rivka and Asa, by Tekavna and Gala, by Telachna, Achre Ish, he followed Yitzchak after Eliezer, but Loi Lifnei Ish. Not in front of him. Omar Rivka said, Achre Ari, if you have a choice, to follow a line, that could be a little bit dangerous, or to follow a woman. Achre Ari, it is better, preferred to follow a lion, v'lo achrish, not after woman. Now Rashi shit to throw out here, and we also had the same thing in Brachas and Mishamesoy, that he always says eishes ish. He says it here twice. In fact, Rashi v'lo achrish, he says eishes. All of these laws about snias, Rashi seems to be saying it's only if she's a married woman, so you really covet or your imagination runs wild. If it's a single girl, then your imagination doesn't run so wild. Others hold it makes no difference, or whether it's a single girl or a married woman. But Rashi keeps on stressing all the time here. Ashes ish. Says the Gemara, Achri ish, if you have a choice of going after a woman or Avodah Zarah, Achri, we're going after Avodah Zarah. This is a famous debate. You know, what's worse, to read Apokrysha books that, you know, question your loyalty to Hashem, or to read romantic novels, which, you know, Achri Isha. And it says here that Achri Isha is preferred rather than Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah ruins your brain, it's Tumtum Hamayach, which is far worse, more dangerous. But even so, if you have a choice of walking behind an Avodah Zarah or walking behind a shul, not entering shul is worse. Because if Avodah Zarah, we have a concept called shittuf. You can believe in chas v'shalom and idols, but you also believe in Eibishter. If there's a shul davening and you just deliberately don't walk in and you're not interested in davening, you show you don't believe in Eibishter at all. And that's far worse. We're talking about different Mamre Chazal that Rabbi Yehuda ben Elazar said, so we're continuing along in that vein. Kolosan Hashanim, all of those years, Shahadim Rishon Benidu, whatever Rishon was a Chayim, after the story of Eitz Hadas, for 130 years, he went into exile. While he was in Chayim, he separated from his wife, we'll see in a minute. But he gave birth to Ruchin, the Shadian spirits, and demons, and Lilin, all these Mazikin. She never says, but he was 130 years old, and it says in the pasuk that he was 130 years old. Suddenly, he created an image in his own. I mean, till then, he also created, but not his own image. He did create other things, these demons and all that, but not in his own image. In fact, we had a big argument in Sanhedrin whether Adam was a big chassid or is a rasha. Adam was a big chassid. Kimish rasha, nikas misa al yada. He saw that he brought death to the entire world. Yosha betainis, he sat and fasted meya v'shloishim shana, 130 years. Upidish medish, he separated from his wife. Meya v'shloishim shana. He didn't have any children with him, or mazikim, or demons. The hell, and then he put himself. He took zirzei ta'enim. He took branches of figs alpsode, and he put it on as a clothes, on his mantle, and so on. So we see clearly from here they didn't have any relationship with his wife. Couldn't create anything. Says the Meir Shloshim Shana. Says the Gemara, Kikamina Hu B'Shichu Zara D'Chazal Oinz. We're talking about the Kedi. We're not talking about through a woman. We're talking about that sometime, from time to time, he had a Kedi. He had semen come out, again, you know, just inadvertently, and they created all these demons. These are different Mamar Chazal, which seem to be disparate, no connection. The link is the same Rabbi Meir Elazar said that. That we always say mitzvah in front of a person, you only say part of his shvach. And the reason is, if you pray somebody right in front of them, it's very apparent you're trying to chan for them. You're trying to, flatter them, so you can benefit from it. So you only say part of their shvach. The coolish shvach, but if not around, you say the entire praise. Mitzvah shvach, but says by ki oischad is a tzaddik. David said to Lefana. David said to Noach, I see that you're a tzaddik before me. The generation, but he said the entire praise when he was around. There he said not only a tzaddik, but Noach each tzaddik tomim hoyderaisav. He was a complete tzaddik, the consummate tzaddik, which he didn't say in front of him. That Noach sent out the dove to go see if there was dry land, and they came out a second time and it says that he brought back alezayis, a leaf of an olive, torah bepia. He brought back a leaf of an olive in his mouth. Why an olive? Amr, the famous saying, Amr Yonav Nagar Baruch Hu, the dove said, Amr Yonav, the dove said, Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Banish Lechem. I ask you, Yehim is a Noisai Meroidin Kezayis. I'd rather that my panosa should be bitter like an olive. And I'm relying on you, you'll take care of me. And I don't want it to be sweet like honey, V'toli b'yad achedim, and I have to rely on other people. V'toli b'yad b'shavadam, I have to rely on people. K'siv hachir, it says, Tadav, k'siv hasam hatrifeinam chukai, feed me my ration of bread. So we see that they're talking about panasa. It's better to have a little, and I'm totally relying on Hashem, than to have a lot, and I'm relying on others. Tosis says, where do you find an olive is bitter? Says Tosis, when he says an olive, hainu ilan shazais, it means the tree of an olive. It doesn't mean the olive itself. And the tree of an olive, he says, is bitter. And sometimes the olive tree is called zayis. It brings a pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu threw the tree into sweeten the waters. We say that it was an olive branch, because there's nothing more bitter than a tree of an olive. Okay, then you went further. How many of those are called Bayish and Ishmael Yavetel Alayla? Any house that you hear words of Torah at night, Shuvin and Nech will never be destroyed. Shuvin it says, Le'omar, and he didn't say, Aye Elokai Oise, where is the Eibishter Noisens Midah Alayla, giving songs at night? And we know the Dolom Melech referred to the Torah as Midah Ha'iluch Kecha, Torah is like a song, and he says at night. Now, so therefore we see that the Eibishter, you would have to say, where is the Eibishter when you learn at night? When you learn at night, the Eibishter will take care of you. Now, why dafka at night? So Rashi is being very practical. Rashi says over here, why at night? Because he says that at night it's very quiet, and during the day there's a din, and it sort of obscures any other sounds. But at night it's very quiet. When you learn, the sound can spread and disseminate. The Rambam says, no, there's dafka mitzvah to learn at night, and we had the Mora Chagiga, actually, in the second paragraph, that at night is something, you know, chutzal chesed, Moshe, something special about learning at night. Says he about it further. Since the world was created, the Beit Midrash was destroyed, you know, we have the Shema Mefedesh, which is a special name of the Eibishter that only the Kohen, you know, the certain Kohenim use in the Beit Midrash. Then we have the Shem Yudke Vavke, and that name also was only used by Kohen in the Beit Midrash. And we don't pronounce it, the Yudke Vavke, the correct way. And then we say, but what we do say is Yud Kei. Shnomet says, Kol HaNeshama Tehalul Ka. The Neshamas today should praise the Eibishter using Ka, Haluluka. Rama Rabbi Yehuda Elazar Niskala Bavel, Bavel was cursed. Niskala Shchina, all of the neighbors got cursed with it. Niskala Shemesh, Shemesh is cursed, which is Israel. And Baruch Shchina, the neighbors were blessed. What's going on here? Niskala Bavel, when Bavel was cursed, what happened was in Niskala Shchina, the Ksiv it says, "V'samtiu, I will place Bavel lemeidash to be inherited by all kipoid v'agmimayin, will be inherited by wild animals or by pools of water, and that was going to be desolate. And if the wild animals roaming in Bavel, then obviously they don't stop by the border. They'll, you know, they'll go into other lands as well. So all the neighbors got hurt by it. Aben Niskal LeShemron, when Shemron was cursed, his Baruchina, the neighbors were blessed. See what it says: V'samti Shemron LeIasada, I will make Shemron like a big field, and Lemit Kerem, and Lematoy Kerem, and to plant grapes, and who will benefit? Everyone around, surrounding area. So we see all blessed. The Eibishter is different than a person. The person deserves to be is caught and he's found guilty and he's going to be sentenced to death. They actually place in his mouth, they place a piece of his mouth, shouldn't curse the king. Like yesterday, the guy in New Zealand who killed all those Muslims opted not to speak in court, and everybody gave a sigh of relief because he could have gone to court and continued spewing out all of his hate. So they put something in his mouth to try to muzzle him. Shouldn't say anything. But Midakosh Baruch Hu, by the Eibishter, when Eibishter punishes somebody, Adam is chayv adil mokum shaisik. He's quiet. He accepts it. Shneimer it says, L'cha dumia tehillah. You'll be praised for being quiet. He actually praises the Eibishter for doing whatever is just. Shneimer it says, tehillah. It calls it tehillah, a praise. He feels that he's like a carbon to the Eibishter, because this will be his kapara for whatever, you know, avedis he did. Shneimer it says, L'cha yishul nod. This will pay up your neder. Those who cross the valley of Bocha is Ma'ayin Yeshisua. It'll turn into a, you'll make it into a mayin, into a spring. Gambrocha is also brachas. Yatim Meidah will cover him with rain. What's going on? Who are these people going through the Eimek HaBocha, the depths, the valley of Bocha, this place called Bocha, or kind of a trees? These are people, Oivre means they didn't have Eidus. They went against the Eibish's will. And Eimek, this valley, What's the valley? Shema'amikin lem Gehenim. What's a greater hole or abyss than the Gehenim? Habacha. What does bacha mean? Shebeichin u'mayridin demay. So these people now, they cry and shed tears. Kima'ayin shol shisin. They cry there and they shed tears like this spring of shisin. And then it continues. And gam brachas. And also the brachas. They cover them with rain. What do you mean? Shematzdikin alezadin. They actually give a bracha to the Eibush. They say, okay, if that's what I have to go to Gehenim in order to punish myself, all the Eibush did, fine. Good what you judge. Yofa zechisa. Good what you found right. And yofa chayavta. And those you found guilty, you're right. The yofa tikan to Gehenim. It's good what you misak in Gehenim. L'rishayim ganein l'sadikin. So you see, by people, even when they get punished, they praise the Eibush. Says Yimarani, it's not so. Even the last minute, they're standing on the threshold again, they don't turn around. Here you're saying that the Rishayim acknowledge that they deserve this punishment, and Yishlakish said that they don't. Shenemar, it says the Pasik, the Yotz, they went out of the road, they saw Piganoshim HaPoishim, they went out and they saw the people who sinned against me. It says HaPoishim in current tense, doesn't say Poshu, that in past tense. Shepashu Leinemar, Allah HaPoishim, only those are continuously sinning. Shepoishim V'Hoichelem, they're still sinning, even when they're dying. Like Kasha. By a goy, they never do tshuva. We're talking about Poshe Yisrael. Poshe Yisrael, when he will do tshuva, and when he sees punishment, he will accept it. That makes sense. Otherwise, if you're going to assume that Ishlokish holds, that is shame. Never do tshuva. Kashya that Ishlokish. Problem is Ishlokish. Ishlokish says, Poshe Yisrael, sinners, ain ud gehenim, shalet is behen, a Jewish sinner. The gehenim doesn't really have any impact on them. We can learn out from, we had this in Ender Chagiga, we can learn this out from the golden Mizbeach, the inner Mizbeach, Ma Mizbeach Hazav, the golden Mizbeach, She'en Elo Elo Ka'ovi Din Hazav, has a very thin sheet of gold. Omer Kamashonim, it stood a number of years, he burnt the Ketoyers, they were like Shalta Barur, and didn't get ruined, didn't melt, nothing. Poisha Yisrael, Shemalei Mitzvah Zibin, so imagine a Yiddish or a Russia who still did many mitzvahs like a pomegranate, Shenemar, and how do we know that a Russia also does mitzvah like a pomegranate? It says Kipela Harimon Rakosech. It says like a part of a pomegranate is your rakosech, your forehead, and your side, your temples. And Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, Al Tikar Rakosech, your temples, Ela Reikosecha, those who are empty amongst you, the sinners. Ashafilu Reikoni Shebecha, even those who are empty by you, Malei Mitzvahs Kirimon, full of mitzvahs. Al Kama, surely they don't get affected. So who are those people? If they don't get affected, who are those people there that are poishim but are still continuing to maintain the sin? This is how it works. Who is Oivir Gabacha? You tell me that Ganim has no effect even on Shayim. So who is Oivir Be'emek Habacha? The people are going down to the valley of the Bacha and they're going to Gehenim and they praise Hashem. He says a fascinating thing. These are people that deserve to go to Gehenim. And they're about to go to Gehenim, comes along Avraham Avinu, sees a bris, schleps them out. And he takes them out, whether a male or a female, he takes all the females out as well. Bar Yisrael, the only one he leaves there is a Yid, Shebo Abbas Evgicham, a Yid who has a relationship with a non-Jewish woman. It's as if you don't recognize the distinction, your bris. And Avraham Avinu does not recognize this person at all. It's as if he wasn't Gemalot, and it leaves him there. So therefore, we see that even if Shlokish holds about Poshe Yisrael, they definitely do tshuva. It's only Poshe Chom that don't do tshuva. Once Asad Mechassid came to Lubavitch Rebbe in Yechidus, had certain issues, and it was Chaf Al Kislev, which is a big anniversary of Asad Merebbe. He was saved from the hells of the Holocaust. And the Rebbe asked him, you just had, it was a big siyum, what was the vort of the Satmar Rebbe? So he said, it was the end of Chagiga, he made a siyum of Chagiga, and he quoted this Gemara right here, that a filet ekonin shebach, malayim mitzvahs kirimin, so we're talking about Poshe Yisrael, right, he calls him Poshe Yisrael, a filet ekonin shebach, he says, it's not something I don't understand. Since he calls him a Poshe Yisrael, Poshe are deliberate sinners, not somebody inadvertently, how can you say malayim mitzvahs kirimin? And that was this question he was trying to answer. And the Rebbe said, every time he learns the Gemara, he has a similar question, but exactly the opposite. Since you acknowledge that they are Malay Mrs. Kedimen, how dare you call them Poshe Yisrael? Every Yid is a tzaddik. V'amir kulam tzaddikim. And that note, we'll stop here and continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.